This is North Shore Today for Thursday, August 24, 2017. Ariana McNeil writes in today's Salem News, Beverly Mayor Mike Cahill is now part of a new initiative by municipal leaders across the country to fight hate and other social issues following the tragic events surrounding a rally and counter-protest in Charlottesville, Virginia last week. The United States Conference of Mayors Compact to Combat Hate, Extremism, and Bigotry endeavors to work with the Anti-Defamation League in response to the rise in hate speech and actions, according to a news release from the mayor's office. Charlottesville came sharply into focus after a rally by white supremacist groups and others on August 12 to protest the removal of a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee. A car drove into a group of those protesting the rally. A woman was killed and others were injured. A free speech rally occurred in Boston this past weekend with counter-protests to it as well. Cahill attended the local Rally for Love on Saturday. While such hate speech or racially tinged rallies have not struck Beverly, Cahill noted that any city can improve. More on this story written by Ariana McNeil in today's Salem News. Ray Lamont writes in today's Gloucester Times, Gloucester's mayor and all nine city councilors have formally joined a call to condemn white nationalist and neo-Nazi ideology and to vigorously pursue justice in response to hate-fueled violence through a proclamation signed by all parties on Tuesday night. The city's proclamation was based on one crafted last week by the office of Governor Charlie Baker, who sent it to President Trump and to Charlottesville, Virginia, Mayor Michael Singer. That proclamation was circulated in the wake of the deadly white supremacist rally and violence in Charlottesville on August 12. Gloucester Mayor Safathia Romeo-Taken said she drew upon the governor's proclamation and, after a couple of minor changes, said Wednesday brought it to the council for members' signatures as a show of unity. More on this story written by Ray Lamont in today's Gloucester Times. A closed Catholic church on the North Shore is scheduled to become condominiums, Bill Newell reports.
Rick, in Lynn, a condo plan will preserve a historic church building. Bridget Turcott writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn, St. Michael's Church, which dates back more than 110 years, has been vacant for more than a decade, but it will see life again as a condominium building. Plans for the $3 million project include 20 two- and three-bedroom condos with more than one parking spot for each. Four units will be in the rectory, eight in the school, and eight in the church, said the developer David Cutler. The Archdiocese of Boston included the Westland Church on a 2004 list of churches slated for closing as part of the Archdiocese-wide reorganization. Church officials subsequently gave St. Michael's permission to remain open through 2006 so parishioners could its 100th anniversary. Attorney Samuel Vitale, who represented developers at the City Council meeting on Tuesday night, said his clients were mindful of preserving the character of the church and the old school when they drafted their plans. In addition to maintaining the original interior, with the exception of adding windows and doors, a plaque commemorating the neighborhood's rich Polish history will be installed. City Councilor Jay Walsh said that the plan isn't the first that has been presented to him for redeveloping the property in recent years. It's the only one that included preserving the historic site. Quote, I was an altar boy in the church for a long time, and my family had a lot of history there, said Walsh. My grandfather on my mom's side was Polish, and they were very involved with the Polish community. The project will take about 9 months to complete once the construction were to begin. For North Shore Today on MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All righty, Bill. Thank you, sir. Paul Layton writes in today's Salem News, a for-profit nursing home with a troubled past has been cited again for poor treatment of residents. State inspectors said the Brentwood Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center in Danvers failed to provide a dignified environment for residents, according to an inspection conducted in April. Residents say they believe the staff made fun of them in foreign languages and gave them nothing to do during scheduled activity times, according to the report. In one instance, the nursing home left a patient in bed for 26 hours with a broken leg before taking him or her to the hospital, according to the inspectors. Two nurses were fired over the incident. In another case, a nurse was suspended for failing to report an incident in which a staff member allegedly pushed a resident while getting that person into bed. The federal government fined Brentwood $33,031 in October 2016, the fourth time it's been fined in uh, the fourth time, it's been fined in the last 3 years. The facility is ranked in the bottom 7% of Massachusetts nursing homes, according to Executive Office of Health and Human Services ratings. More on this story written by Paul Layton in today's Salem News. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with a North Shore Sports Update. Well, it was just last Friday that the North Shore High School football teams began their practicing. Today marks the start of practice for all the other teams on the North Shore High School scene. Lynn's Katie Burt, who last week was the top choice for the National Women's Hockey League, has been named an assistant captain at Boston College going forward this year. She is a goalie and will be going into her senior year with the Eagles. Salem High School is looking for a softball coach. If interested, contact Athletic Director Scott Connolly at Salem High School. You can email him at scottconnolly@salemk12.org. There's always more sports on MSONewsSports.com.